Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, really healthy, and darn sexy people. Well, happy Valentine's Day, everybody. I just got home at 2 a.m. this morning from the East Coast. I'm so happy to wake up to the sunshine, I can't tell you. Dear Lord, we didn't even know if we were going to get off the runway because welcome to 2 a.m. freezing ice came in, but they did it and they got us home a couple hours late, but we got here. So I wouldn't choose to be anywhere else but with you on this beautiful day of love, because I love you so much. Just open your hearts and feel how much I love you. I'm sending you a big Valentine love hug. If you want to talk to the channel today, please press 1. My producer, Stephen, will come on and get you in the lineup. So don't be alarmed if you hear a very sexy male voice saying hello. Everybody's freaking out going, wait, you're not me. I think it's so funny. So I wanted to bring you the message that the channel has today about love. That you don't need anyone or anything to experience love. You just need yourself and your choice. That's kind of beautiful, don't you think? That the most powerful force on Earth is just waiting for us to embrace it and use it and experience it and be it. Mm-hmm. Exciting. And they took me to number 4 on sheet 1. I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. I am the power to feel all of these things. My heart is open. That's why we start our very powerful breathing exercise, which if you are not doing, guys, you are really, really shortchanging yourself in the creation process. I just watch it daily. I just sit there and watch it daily and see how it's going to work. And it's always working. Money's coming from places I didn't even expect or know about. Relationships are formulating that are helping my career, helping my life, supporting me. It just works, but you got to do it. You got to work it. So I invite you to truly know that you are the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. To keep your heart open and to make that choice in every moment, that choice of love. And also, you know, I'm reading this wonderful book called This Is the Moment that a lot of top healers and teachers, they each wrote a chapter for it. And the first chapter is by Greg Braden, and he goes, most important question we can answer is, who are we? If we don't know who we are, how are we going to create what we want? Well, fortunately, this community already has the answer, who we are. And the more you accept and experience yourself as the God of you, the more you know that you are in charge of your own creation. And then stuff shifts. I had an interesting email come in from a gentleman who's new to the community, but it was a great question. He said, "Can you explain how I release you to your own divine I am presence and I am creating love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love for all energy in all dimensions. I command all energy to define itself as these attributes." How do those two things go together? Well, part of our creation. I am doing my part to direct energy in creating love, integrity, etc. And I cannot make that energy accept that. So then I release it to its own divine I am presence. I love that statement. It's in the I Am Discourses, but the channel used it often when I was raising my daughter. And even with your own children, you know, like Khalil Gibran said in The Prophet, your children aren't really your children. They're children of God. They're here to express and create themselves. Your job was to bring them in, guide them, support them, and then, as any parent knows, they're going to make their own life. They're going to make their own decisions. So I thought that was, hold on, is there a higher knowing? Nope, that's it. That is both a direction of energy while allowing that energy the power to choose the love, integrity, truthfulness, dignity, and power through divine love or not. I want you to know that the majority of energy are choosing those higher consciousness attributes right now. May not appear so in the world. Just know it is happening and know that you're a part of it. Okay. I invite you to join us to our channeling with to join us, blah, you can tell, 4 hours of sleep, to join us for our channeling webinar on February 23rd. It's going to be a very powerful evening of information about channeling and how to channel and what do you do with your channeling once you have it. Even creating, using it in your business. I use it in my business, in my life. And I am daily, because of my channel, daily taught higher truths than my mind can find. So I hope you will be joining us. This is interesting. I had not planned to address any of this today, but they right now are screaming at me and wagging their finger. What's the highest knowing we can take away about what went down just in the last few days in our Congress? Can't wait to hear this one. Sheets, book, song, movie. Well, we're going to a play. And we're going to Hamilton. We're going to the room where it happened. Okay, that's the highest knowing. All right, so the channel wants us to know that we were the room that created the room where all this happened. We're the people that voted. We're the people, boy, you should see my pendulum. It's going to the big yes. We're the people that put everyone in place within the Congress that voted one way or the other. Now, before everybody digs their heels in and starts hearing me saying things I'm not saying, I'm talking to people on both sides of the aisle here. If you didn't like the results, then you have to take responsibility for the creation that you participated in and make sure you elect someone who is more in alignment with your feelings and your desires. That's the only way that you, using your power of your creation, changes anything. If you did like it, then you want to stay involved and elect the people that brought about the decision that you were happy about. But one way or another, we can't point to Congress and go, they did it, because they're supposed to be representing us. And if they're not representing us, they need to be replaced. That's the power of what our country is based on. So the other message that's coming through right now is that there is indeed in place a great plan. Have faith that you are a part of that plan and hold fast to what you want and create it consciously. Woo! Invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love around this, and so it is. Is there any other message about that? Well, I needed that. That's a nice Valentine political message. And again, it's all about love. What would love do? What would love do? What would love do? If something is not in alignment with love, the other way. All right, we're going to our calls. And we're going to start with Ms. Mary in South Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, baby cakes. How are you?
Hi, are you freezing down there? What's the weather?
We got icicles on our nose.
Yeah, I'm telling
you. It's raining, pouring, freezing.
Yep, that's what I left last night. And I can't tell you, Mary, I'm happy to be back in Southern California.
Oh, my God, I am so happy you made it safely.
Yeah, well, we knew I'd make it safely.
Well, of course.
But I'm telling you, there were a couple of times on that plane that I kind of forgot for a moment that I actually was in charge. And I went into a lot of fear because I thought those bags were going to drop any minute. And I went, now, Deanna, you're out of your knowing. So I went back and I talked to all the energy and I said, come on, guys, let's make the air smooth. We're arriving in California happily and joyfully and safely. And mm-hmm. Do you know within seconds, Mary? Within seconds.
It
moved right out. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course.
Even the pilot came on and said, well, I thought we were going to be in that for a little longer, but looks like we're okay now. Now, you know, everybody can go, yeah, sure, you did that. Well, you can't have it both ways, guys. We're either
That's
a
right.
part of it or we're not.
That's
either
right.
A part of it. So what can we do for you, Miss Mary?
Well, I just wanted to say happy Valentine's Day to you and to Lanny and to say thank you for all that you do for us. It's just this breathing and the way we're saying it now, it's just making such a difference. It's just
Boy,
so easy.
Thank you, Mary. I'm
easy.
Telling you, what I gave you last week is so powerful. I am the God of me that is creating. And
absolutely.
I can feel it. You can't you, when you do
yes.
it?
Yes.
I just, by the time I'm finished, I feel joyfully powerful. That's the best way I can sum it up.
Boy, that's perfect. You know, one day in particular, I woke up in a funk. And I said, okay, I'm not doing this. And I immediately started, I'm going to take a deep breath. And I went through it. And by the time I got done, I was in a completely different zone.
Yep.
I felt so much better and like, oh, wow, there's nothing to worry about. I don't know what I was worried about anyway. Didn't matter.
Well, and you know, guys, I want to remind you again, it's not simply what we fall into. We are, and everybody is, sensitive to the collective energy right now. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, the collective energy is just, well, the words they're giving me are burdened down with the exhaustion from the politics and the exhaustion from the virus. You know, and the exhaustion from what we continue to define as struggle doesn't have to be. It can either be struggle or it can be creation. But again, we are the power that chooses love and joy over the struggle. So thank you. What's going on with your throat?
It's this rain. It has been.
That's a true statement.
Boy, and then after about 2-3 in the afternoon, it all clears up. But it's just the rain is just damp.
You know what? Do you have a sun lamp?
Do I have a sun lamp? I'm sure I do somewhere.
Well,
I know
they're saying you mentally and emotionally need some sun.
I know that. Yeah, that makes sense. I didn't think about a sun lamp.
Even if you have a sun lamp that you can, you know, you got to be careful. You don't want to get too close to it because it can burn you. I remember in high school when we all got sunburned trying to get tan with a sun lamp. But mentally and emotionally, it will help pick you up.
Yeah,
and that's
great. That's a good idea.
All righty.
I
well,
do
that
have
was
one question.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Didn't mean to interrupt you. Yesterday, or day before yesterday, I was going through some files and just bending over, looking down in a file drawer. And it was not for a great length of time, but the long and the short of it is I stood up and I felt lightheaded. I thought, okay, I'll go sit down. I went and sat down, and my heart started racing, the likes of which I have never experienced in my life. It was really scary to the point that I had to get Raj to come in and just put his hand on my chest. And I said, would you just feel this and make sure that I'm not making this up? So what I did was I started doing deep breathing. And I just started saying our breathing thing. And I just wondered if you saw anything as to what. It took about 2 hours for it to subside.
Well, we know, see, guys, if you work with a pendulum, and we'll go over some of this in the channeling webinar, you can't really say and ask, is this physical? Because obviously it was physical, but that was not the cause of it.
Mm-mm.
Every physical challenge is caused by an energetic meaning behind it. We know that. So, well, that's interesting. They're having me go to the body book. Hang on. I got to walk across the room to get it. I don't know where we're going. You're just going to give me a page number, 0 to 100, 100 through 2, 2 to 3, 50, 50 through 60, 60 through 60, 260. Hang on. here. Off with their heads. There is a chronic, intense irritation over delays of gratification, along with a noble lack of patience. Well, if that doesn't frickin' sum you up. Sorry. I'm going to be patient beyond, yeah. So, in other words, what were you looking for in the file cabinet?
Oh, an original copy of a particular paper that they need to do this in order to do the new whatever it's called, in order to fly after October 21st.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever that is. Yeah.
Okay.
Like, it just went right out of my mind, and I know it. Well, it's...
Well,
but,
now look.
So that's what
look
I was looking for,
went,
and I thought
Mary.
I knew where it was.
Yeah, look, there's a through line. If those of you that are listening carefully, instead of doing a million things at the same time, there's a through line going on here. So you just got really frustrated with yourself that you couldn't remember. You got frustrated with yourself. That's the highest word, frustrated, that you couldn't find the paper.
Yeah.
And you knew where. And so this is what's going on. This is the highest. Yeah, this is the highest knowing. Sorry, I have to interrupt here. They're screaming at me. Daniel, if you're listening, that's the answer to your question. Don't ask, am I getting the highest knowledge? It's now the highest knowing, and that's for everybody. Okay, and what's going on, we're so indoctrinated this way, is, and I know it's going on because it's going on with me too, is that when we can't remember something or we misplace something or we don't quite have the energy, oh my God, I'm losing it. I'm losing my capacities. I'm losing my energy. I'm getting older. I'm not functioning. We automatically are taught to go to that place, Mary, and that is the highest thing that it's about. And it scared the shit out of you.
Oh,
literally.
For heaven's sake.
Now, does that make sense to you?
Oh, it does. Yeah, I was more mad than being scared, but one covers the other, doesn't it?
Well, underneath anger is always fear or grief.
Yep. Yeah.
You know? So,
Wow.
And we feel like, oh my God, here's the first signs of that I'm losing control. And every time I catch myself there, I go, thank you for sharing, mind. But I am the God of me that is creating health and wellness right now, everywhere in my life. And I'm aging younger every day. Thank you very much. Okay.
Perfect. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Let's balance that for everybody, invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love. I thank you personally for bringing that one in. Yep.
You are welcome.
Yep.
I love you.
I love you too. Happy Valentine's Day.
Even
baby.
If you are a mean mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Thank you guys. For everybody that's watching my 911, you just wait till tomorrow night.
Oh, I can't.
You know, I was surprised, actually, at how soft she came out, because on the inside, I felt like I was the bitch from hell. But you just wait till tomorrow night, boy. I really let it rip on him. So,
oh, my God.
Everybody tune in, 911 on Fox. Tomorrow night.
Yeah,
all right, Mary. Thank you.
Thank you, love. I love you.
I love you too, baby. And we are going to Tim in New York. You're on. Tim, you there?
Hey. Yes, I am here. Thanks for taking my call, Dee.
Of course. What's up, dude?
Thank you very much. I had a question just about the abundance and new things I'm working on manifesting. I've been asking my guides for assistance, trying to be consistent with my meditation. Just if you had anything.
Okay, there's something about consistent. You call it consistent, they don't. And
okay.
The first thing that I'm getting, Tim, is that when you see it start slacking off or you go into fear that it's slacking off, then you become consistent with your practice. As soon as you see it sort of kind of manifesting, you go, oh, well, great, I did it, and then you slack off. Can you speak to that? Is that a true statement?
Yeah, I guess you could say that's true, yeah.
Okay, well, let me tell everybody why that messes with your creation process. Because, yes, we are creating in every moment of right now. In every moment of right now. And the moment of creation that we're creating in right now shows up down the road. So it can show up in the moment, but the channel's point is you have to live in every moment of creation. Just like Mary and I were talking about, if we feel ourselves falling out in any way, we have to bring ourselves back and redirect ourselves, because that's the moment that we're going to create in down the line. Do you understand? So the highest answer for you, Tim, is to find a daily practice that you can do every day. And whether you think you need to or whether you think you don't, you do it. You do it for yourself as a reminder to yourself that you are consciously creating what you want. Okay?
Okay, got it. You mentioned the breathing technique?
Yes, if you, do you get my Monday e-blast?
I do not, but I can sign up.
Okay, well, yes, go on IMD Wallace, and there should be a drop-down little sign-up thing that comes up, and sign up for my Monday e-blast. It's in the column opposite of the article, and I explain the breathing technique for you. Okay?
Okay, sounds great. I appreciate it.
All right, now we all start with a love place, Tim. Every part of creation starts with a love place. So your love place is anything that makes you smile and makes your heart open. I use my dog, who I never let come in, but I let come in today because Lanny was sleeping, and now she is bothering me. So I use my dog. You can use a place in nature, anything like that. But you want to start in the state of love to create anything and everything. All right, honey?
Sounds good. Thank you so very much.
You bet. My pleasure. We are going to Susan in the, sorry, Susan, I'll come right back to you. The switchboard flipped, and we're going to Megan in North Carolina.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, how are you?
I'm pretty good. I got a question. I was playing with my second chakra and sent out an intention to connect with a specific person, embodied those relationship, good relationship with his second chakra. He ends up sending me a social media message, but the more I talk to him, the more, or communicate with him, because it's not actually talking, the more I think he's an imposter.
So what's your question?
Is there any guidance? Guidance around that?
Well, yeah, I would start looking at your second chakra.
Oh, okay.
Because you're asking for a match. So what part of you, Miss Megan, do you think is an imposter?
My money part.
Okay. So you see, the universe can only respond to what you're asking for, and you're asking for a match to your second chakra for somebody coming in. Why don't you just, and by ask, we may mean command, remember? That's
right,
the original Hebrew meaning of it. That your divine right partner be delivered to you. Now, then I would sit down and I would make a list of all the attributes that you want. Financial security, good health. Don't forget that one. Person who will love and respect you, and that's the one they're dinging the most right now. You see, you can't bring in somebody who loves and respects you if you don't love and respect yourself.
That's true. And that's what I was working on.
Well,
I know
that's why he, that's why this is all coming forward for you, because you have asked and you are working on it. And so you are bringing forth clarity for yourself so you'll know where to move to. Okay?
Ah, got it. Okay.
All right. Good. Good question. And you, yeah, you're, get that part in alignment, your self-love in alignment, and you just watch how many of those suckers show up. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Oh, I'm rooting for you, baby cakes. Let's see. We're going to go back to Susan. Hi, sweetheart. You're on.
Nice. Good to talk to you again. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you, darling.
Yes. So I've had kind of a couple of rough weeks of just not feeling good. So I found out that it's I think it's my adrenals that are
your adrenals.
Adrenals.
Okay.
Yeah,
so the first thing they said, Susan, is, Susan, why are you doing this? You've been doing so well lately. You were so happy.
Yeah.
You were feeling so good. And unfortunately, I know this is kind of tough love, but you've been with me long enough to hear this. You are allowing your son to take you down, Susan, and you cannot do that.
I realize that. I realize that
last
night, in fact.
To know and not to do is not yet to know.
Well,
you have to take action.
Yeah. Right. And last night I did that. Because I was feeling bad, and I thought, well, you know what? I'm going to follow Dee's direction. I watched some funny movies. I got myself into a much better place. And so it's just like I realized that I was doing that to myself. And because of his health problems and worrying about him is not helping me at all.
No, guys, again, let me remind you that the channel says the worst way you sin against energy is worry. Worry puts all of the focus on what you don't want. Now, are we taught to worry to make things better? Absolutely. And we were taught wrong. It's the biggest sin we do against energy, guys. So I'm getting my big yes, Susan, that's what it's all about. Again, I release you to your own divine I Am presence. And I've told you guys this story many times that when I was they're laughing with me. When I was married to one of my husbands, I kept focused on how much money he wasn't making. He wasn't working. He wasn't making the money. And then my money started to drop off because I was focused on a lack of money.
Oh.
So whatever you focus on, even if it's because or for another, you will bring that into your life and increase it, guys.
And that's something I do not want. I do not want this.
Well, what do you want?
I want health, happiness, joy, love.
Okay.
Creativity.
And Susan, they're saying
those.
You're not doing the breathing exercise. Is that true?
I'm not really sure. I'm a little confused on the breathing
exercise.
So that exercise.
Would be a no.
That's
that
a no,
would be
yeah.
A no. Okay. So if you want to change your life, guys, the channel is giving you the simplest tools to use. But you've got to do them. So look on the e-blast. Read it. If you have a question, email me, Susan. I'm not going to go over it here because I want to encourage everybody to do their own work.
I understand.
You're not here to rely on me anymore. And you, of all people, know how to do it because you've shifted your life around considerably. Okay? I love you too, Susan. And you've come so, so, so far. Don't go back to the old ways. They don't work.
And some of the stuff that you said to Mary, hi, Mary, by the way, applied to me too. So I got a lot out of a lot of the things that you talked to Mary about as well. So that's
good.
Awesome.
Good. Yeah, me too. Thank you, Susan. Love you, honey.
Love
you. Okay, we're going to Paul in Toronto. I love it. We got guys on today. What's up, darling?
Hi, happy Valentine's Day, Dee.
Thank you.
So I'd like to ask the channel for how to get in better alignment with my brother and also creating my assistant. How do I get in better alignment with my brother who has a developmental disability in supporting and living around him in ways that honors his self-creation? And
well,
that's
a lovely, wonderful, loving question. And guys, the answer to how you get into alignment with anybody or anything is getting in alignment with yourself. So what part of your brother do you want to get in alignment with, Paul?
Two things. One is I feel like I'm his guardian. He's developmentally around a teenager. He's 3 years older than me.
Okay,
so,
all right. What part do you want to get in alignment with?
I don't want to limit his life by limiting his choices to keep him out of trouble. I don't want to take on his lessons.
I don't want to hear
him.
What you don't want, Paul. I want to hear what you want.
I want to set up an infrastructure for him that is safe, where he stays safe and makes great decisions for himself.
Okay, well, there you go. So now you ask yourself the question, how do I set up that infrastructure? But you see, you can't do that if you keep carrying all this guilt. You have guilt that he is the way he is, and you think you are helping him less by not helping him deal with it. But you're not. He chose this experience for whatever reason he chose this experience this time around. He chose it. And he chose you and the situation to help him with it. So for you and him, you have to get an infrastructure, is your word, in place. But you can't do it if you feel guilty about doing it. Because one part of you is saying, I need to do this. I know I need to do this. And the other part is going, oh, I feel guilty about doing this. I watched that going on in my own household with issues here with family.
Mm-hmm.
And ultimately you're not helping him if you're not helping yourself. So I would start going, okay, I am doing this. I am creating a safe infrastructure for him. How can I start doing this? What do I need to get into place to do this? Through divine love.
And create it in a way that works great for me in my life, so I want to spend lots of time with him.
Yes. You can create it any way you want to create it. But right now you're in a holding pattern because you're feeling guilty, so you're not taking any steps forward, honey.
I've made choices that keep him away from people that he would get in trouble with. Now, he's not a full adult developmentally, so I can't treat him like an adult. I have to treat him like an adolescent.
Okay.
So keep him safe.
Yeah.
And I just don't want to take away his free will by doing that because he's 56. I don't want to take on his, I want to
well,
have him choose.
But for
karma.
The greater good, Paul, you are going to have to limit some of his choices, which is not to say you're limiting his free will, because if a mass murderer is running around, would you say, I don't want to take away his free will?
No, I would not.
Okay. You're dealing with the same issue here. And
so
I know it's hard because it's family. But again, it's the guilt that's in your way. And what was your second question, Paul? Because we got to move on here.
Thank you. How do I get in better alignment with finding and directing a new assistant in an easy and joyful way so everything in my life gets done beautifully and easily?
You have to love yourself more because right now, and this dovetails back into your brother, you feel like you have to do it all. And if you feel like you have to do it all, guys, and that's where your definition of yourself comes from, then how can you attract an assistant who is going to take a lot of your responsibilities from you, which is what you want? So it's interesting that you're asking the same question for yourself as you're asking for your brother. What kind of infrastructure can you put together for you so that you don't have to have all the responsibility and make all the decisions?
With zero guilt.
Yeah. So across the board, you're dealing with the same issue.
I love it. Full permission, zero guilt, loving myself and creating exactly what I love around assistant and brother and me in my life.
Yep. And let's take away the word guilt and put in the word acceptance. Okay. How can I do that and get all of this in place with beautiful, loving acceptance of who I am?
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. That feels good.
Yes.
All
yes.
right, sweetheart. Thank you. That
thank
served
you.
A lot
thank
of people out there. Yep.
Woohoo!
Woohoo, indeed. Because, guys, you know, if you keep taking care of everybody else, you just enable them. You make them weaker. Okay? And at some point, you have to release them to their own divine I Am presence. And if they are not cognitively able to choose a different creation, then you have to protect them and yourself and create that with them. Okay. Hold on. They're stopping me. There's a core belief. This page here, 5, 26, 27. When I come alive again, I am sick. Okay. So a lot of people that are in this state, and now they're taking me back to Congress. Wow, is this interesting. Have the belief that when we come alive again, when we are our God source, which means our love source, When we know that we are the creation of ourselves, we believe in some way we have to pay for that. We have to create a sickness of some kind around that. That is a false belief. That is an age-old religious belief, and you want to turn that one around right now. Okay? Let me get back to it. When I come alive again, I celebrate health and wellness everywhere in my life. The more powerful I become, the more creator of myself I become, the more health and wellness I create everywhere in my life. And so it is. We're going to Genevieve in Long Island. Hi, sweetheart.
Hi, Dee. I have a question for the channel. I'd like to know if they have any information about how I can enjoy what I'm doing right now in a more stressless way. I'm a college professor, and we're working on Zoom for all classes.
Yeah.
And
okay. So there's two parts to this, Genevieve. First of all, you haven't accepted. You're fighting this. You haven't accepted, well, this is what's going on in the world, and these are the limitations, and this is what I have to work within now. What can I create? Just that shift is going to help you a lot. The second part of it, and I can definitely identify with this, the second part of it is you have there's some beliefs about age. And is that the highest word? Technicalities and technical stuff that you have to deal with. And those belief systems about your age and technology are not allowing you to find the freedom and the joy in the parameters that you have to live within right now. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So last night on the plane, I had two masks, goggles, and a plastic face shield. I was ensconced in this paraphernalia for 9 hours between the flight and the trip to the airport with the driver. And I could feel me resisting it. And I had to sit there and go, okay, D, you have two choices. You can have a really shitty trip for the next 9 hours. You can put your blood pressure up. You can get all anxious about everything. Or you can accept that you have chosen to wear all this stuff so that you create a sense of safety for your physical being. If it's not worth it to you anymore, take it off. Well, you see, that unplugged all of the anxiety that I was going through because I gave myself a choice. And when I gave myself a choice consciously, I knew what I wanted to choose. You haven't done that yet. Does this make sense to you?
It makes sense somewhat. I am probably closer to the end of my teaching. I'm 75. I love what I do. I know that I do a good job.
Genevieve, you will not be done until you're done.
Yeah.
So don't be done. It's not like you have to get ready to be done.
Uh-huh.
You want to be in every moment of joy that you can be in until you're actually done.
Mm-hmm.
So choose that, sweetheart, and go, wow, okay, I may not be teaching much longer. I got a lot more to teach. What can I give? What can I give? What can I give today? You got to get your excitement back, baby Kate.
Oh, I have. What my main concern is that I'm not doing. I would sit at my computer and work all day because I love it. And I have
well,
to literally.
Well, something's falling out there because every time I give you what they say and you come back with the answer, my pendulum goes to no. So what's the one thing? Yeah, that just means there's something that you need to bring into alignment. We're going to a core belief. Yes. This page here, 22, 23. Oh, when I'm loved, I'm depressed. Okay. Well, that, again, this is a childhood thing. Well, now it's my big yes. Around 3 years old with your mom. It's funny. They're saying the more you completed things successfully, it was never enough.
Okay. That makes
is that
sense.
True?
Yeah.
Okay. So, sweetheart, you've got to be enough for yourself. And that means I'm enough in every moment right now. I give enough. I live enough. I am enough because that's how I define myself. And that gives me joy. And that keeps me creating until I don't want to teach anymore. And then I'll create somewhere else.
That makes a lot of sense.
You're enough. And this is for everybody, guys. Can we all come forward and know we're enough? And so it is. Thank you, darling.
Thank you very much.
Brought in some great stuff there. Oh, my goodness. I've only got time for one more. I hope dances in Texas. Did I say that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I love it. Somebody named you Dances. I love it. What can I answer for you, baby?
Okay. I listened to you.
I didn't know about
you until a couple of weeks or in January. And
well,
you
welcome.
You and your guides have helped me tremendously. And my question is there anything that I need to do that I am missing?
Yes. You need to be happier. That's the first thing they're saying. But you're not choosing to be happier right now because of what would fill in the blank.
Where I am.
Well, yes, but that's
physical
a metaphor
body.
For where you are in your life. Are you married?
No.
Well, there's some male energy.
Yes.
Not your dad. There's some male energy that you're using at the reason that you can't do what you need to do to make yourself happier. Do you know who that is?
Yes.
Okay. Well, stop it.
Okay. Well, here's my question. He's a diabetic. And he keeps his blood sugar really low to where he's constantly every day in hypoglycemia. But he's been a diabetic since he's 11. And I've tried to get him to change things because he's been going into severe insulin reaction. And
well, that's
so,
just manipulation.
I know.
He's manipulating you, and he's choosing not to do the highest thing for himself.
Correct.
But you can't stay in that prison.
I know, but my question is when he's in severe insulin reaction and in convulsions, it's hard for me to walk away and not help him.
Well, you can't walk away then. You just have to say to him, I'm not doing this anymore. Because, you see, you've played the game with him so long that he just gets up every day expecting the game to play out.
Exactly. I see that.
Okay.
I do see that.
And you have to say, I'm not doing this anymore. If you don't take care of yourself and because he knows how to, the channel is saying, he knows how to keep his blood sugar up. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Then that's just, sorry, these are the words they're using. That's just bullshit, Dances.
Well,
and
you know, and I,
you've got to do some real tough love here, baby.
Okay, yeah. I am not doing this anymore.
Yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. I love you and I will support you, but I will not go down because of you. I am raising myself up and I'm here to be happy. And so if you can't take care of yourself, I've got to turn your care over to somebody else who's going to make sure that you're taken care of.
Well, see, I've been doing that with his guides, going, okay, because, you know.
No, I'm talking about somebody on the physical plane.
Right. Okay.
Okay?
Okay, that's an answer, too.
Guys, if the person you are with will not take care of themselves, you only have two choices. Stay with them and not get involved in all their energy and continue to create you, or leave and create you. There isn't any in between. And I know that's tough love, but you've got to ask yourself, am I willing to go down and be unhappy and screw up my own powerful creation because of somebody else? That's not self-love. And actually, the channel is saying that's not love for them either, because you are enabling them to be weak in their choice.
I agree.
All right.
I see that, and I just recently cut a cord to him. And so I have been, now I know exactly what I need to do.
Okay, I get a yes on that. Good for you, sweetheart. Thank you for hearing the truth, as hard as it may be. Thank you for hearing the truth that's going to help you.
I've been through harder things. I have one more quick question, and I know you're in a hurry.
Well, yeah, we're literally out of time.
Okay.
Can you call back next week, sweetheart?
I sure can.
I hate to leave anybody hanging, but my producer's going to kill me now. All right.
Oh, no,
I'll talk to you next week, and I'll look for your call, Nances. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. Open your heart. Feel how much I love you. Experience how much the universe loves you. Let's celebrate this choice of love that is always open to us. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.